What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be talking about narcissistic rage, y'all, and what comes directly after the narcissistic rage, the shame that follows the narcissistic rage, y'all. So a lot of times, narcissistic rage is almost, you know, that's one of the things you hear about a lot of times when you're dealing with narcissistic people. When you deal with narcissistic abuse, toxic abuse, whatever you want to call it, it's just like rage is one of the main things. Like, oh, the rage was vicious. The narcissistic rage was so scary. Their eyes would turn black, and the demon horns would come out. They would pull their trident out and start striking everything down. The narcissistic rage is a phenomenon, y'all. People hear about it all the time. They'll yell and scream at you, and they typically rage out on you for the most minuscule things, y'all. Narcissists are like, we are literally ticking time bombs of rage and anger because we don't know how to process our emotions to like a normal human being. We really, really don't, y'all. We really don't. So when we don't know how to process our emotions, the biggest emotion, the easiest emotion that we feel is, you know, is rage, is anger. Anger is easy, y'all, because anger accomplishes everything that the other emotions I feel like can. Anger can get the job. Anger gets the job done. It really does. Anger can shut you up. Anger can get you hype. Anger, yeah, you can get fueled by anger. Anger can fuel narcissistic people to be super ambitious and super competitive and be you know, super successful and things like that. You know, so I just feel like a lot of narcissists, you know, anger comes. And a lot of times the angriest narcissist is one that's been accused of something that they actually have done. You know, no one gets angrier than a guilty narcissist. Shout out to What Doesn't Matter Now, Sam over there at What Doesn't Matter Now. Shout out to her. No one gets angrier than a guilty narcissist. She said that and it resonated with me because, yeah, a lot of times I would get accused of doing stuff and I would get mad that she was accusing me of it. I'm like, how dare you bring this up? How dare you bring up something that I actually did? How dare you try to hold me accountable? Who the hell do you think you are? You know what I mean? Those are the thoughts that just go through my mind. Just anger, rage. And it happens so much with narcissistic people. You know what I mean? It does happen so much with narcissistic people. That it really, they get sick. I mean, they don't get sick. So once the rage subsides, y'all, once they get through yelling and screaming and things like that and trying to intimidate you with anger, trying to shut you down, trying to shut down your voice point, your voice and things like that. Once that happens, it really, really can mess with you. You know what I mean? Once it happens, it can get to your head. Like once it happens, the narcissistic person can shut down after the rage. Typically comes the shame. You know, if they finish, they can rage out for a long time, y'all, but sooner or later they typically get exhausted. They get tired of yelling and screaming, then they get tired of beating on their chest. Sometimes they'll leave the room, sometimes they'll leave the house, wherever y'all are at when they rage out. Sometimes they'll retreat away. Unless you leave, they'll leave. You know what I mean? They'll go to a different room or whatever and try to, you know, and it seems like they're trying to calm down, but they're ashamed of themselves, y'all. Especially if it happens in front of other people. Oof. If they can't control their rage, if the mask slips, you know what I mean? If that mask slips and they can't control their
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rage, woof, you're in for a little treat. I mean, you ain't for a treat. They go off and get embarrassed. It's embarrassing to rage out and be, you know, to be exposed like that in front of other people, even in front of you, even in front of the person that they raged at. They, you know, once the rage wears off, because I remember when I used to rage out, sometimes it would feel like an out of body experience. Like I would get so angry to the point where I didn't feel like myself. I feel like I was being controlled by something else, by someone else. You know what I mean? I feel like Albie's just like hyper, just something else. Like, I was just see, people say you see red. I wasn't seeing red. I was just like overcome with anger. Like, it would just take control of you. I know. Let me catch you right. Let me catch you right here. I got the, I already know what the hell y'all gonna say. Lee, we got your ass. We got you. We got you. We were waiting on you. That feeling that there's something taking you over. That's the devil. That's the Jezebel spirit right there. You demon bastard. I know. No. It was. I already know what I was saying. I already know it's coming, y'all. It's just kind of funny to me because we always talk about that. But yeah, I would just feel like something was else. I would be present, y'all. I would literally be present. I could see, touch, hear everything. I just was out of control. You know what I mean? I'd be punching stuff, throwing stuff, yelling, whatever. You know what I mean? But after that subsided and I was back in control of everything, you know what I mean? After I went from co-pilot to pilot in myself, in my own body, in my own mind, I'll be embarrassed. It was like the shame would creep in really, really quick. Like, damn, I just yelling and screaming. Oh, my goodness. And you know, narcissistic people don't like shame. So the rage leads to shame, y'all. And the shame is the worst. Narcissistic people will avoid shame at all costs. So guess what happens sometimes, y'all? The narcissistic person will rage, be ashamed that they raged, and get mad. Because you know, what emotion do we feel most? Anger. So the shame will lead to being angry all over again. You know what I mean? The shame will lead to being angry all over again. So they'll get mad again. And instead of just talking it out, handling like a normal, non-narcissistic person, they will get mad again and start throwing it maybe another smaller rage fit or a bigger one. I'm just telling y'all, the shame is hard to deal with. Narcissistic people, if more narcissists were able to sit in that shame and just deal with it and process it, they will live a lot better life. But instead of being so ashamed that they can't process their emotions, that they can't control their emotions in front of people, instead of being able to do that, they rage out on people. They absolutely rage out, scream at people, yell at people, and do all the other good jazz. And then people get, people don't know. You know, I just like, look, this is what's going on with people right here, y'all. This is what happens with people. Understand that when you're dealing with narcissistic people, this right here, when they get right, there's nothing. And people go, how do we stop the rage? Unless you want to go completely silent, you know, don't engage. When they're raging out on you, if you can't just leave the room safely, you can't get away from the person safely, don't engage with them. Don't antagonize them, because you never know what people will do, y'all. Some people are physically violent. Some people are not physically violent. But some people, like, you don't want to antagonize the rager, because they feel like you're challenging them. It's kind of like a damn wild gorilla, silverback, beating in their chest, trying to scare you. If you beat your chest back, they're gonna take the drumsticks and start beating their chest even harder. You know what I mean? So once you get to the point where you're dealing with narcissists, toxic people, whoever, understand that, like, this, y'all, this is it right here. Once the rage starts, disengage. Don't give into it. Like, typically the rage is like a big hissy fit. It really, really is. Because some people get raged on for just bringing something to the narcissist's attention, something that they actually have done. That's the crazy thing about it, y'all. You get to the point where you can't tell them what they have done without them raging out on you. It's time to go then, y'all. It probably is time to go. I don't tell everybody to leave, but you get to the point where you can't tell them what they've done. Hey, I saw you took the trash out today. What the hell? Don't tell me what I've done. Yo, that, what's the point then? I understand everybody's situation is different, but what's the point? You get to the point where you can't even talk to the person, where you can't even say anything to the person without them yelling and screaming and throwing a goddamn tantrum at you. What's the point of being in this relationship? You can't talk. Your voice is not heard. What's the point? You know, I know people are going to say, Lee, love is the point. No, love is not the damn point. Y'all be so, just y'all be using the word love so much like it's a crutch. Love is not a crutch. You know, if people use love, it's like, it's love is the point, Lee. You wouldn't get it because you're a narcissist, sick bastard. You don't get it. Love is the point. Well, you're going to love your point into the damn ground, and you're going to hurt yourself and be mad as hell at yourself for what and for no gain. You know what I mean? Love should not hurt, y'all. Love should not hurt. Love should not be painful. Love should not be none of that stuff right there. It shouldn't. You know what I mean? But a lot of people get caught up in these situations where love, it starts to hurt. It starts to be painful. And it starts to, you know, it costs you more to be in this relationship than it doesn't. So, again, When a narcissist rages on you and it goes into their shame mode, leave them alone. Don't go ask them, are they okay? Don't go in there and do that. Like, y'all, leave them alone. Just let them sit in the shame. If they can sit in the shame, get away from it. Let them rage out on themselves. But if they can't rage out on themselves, they probably start tearing the house up, y'all. They'll start throwing stuff in front of the kids, start raging out in front of the y'all. It gets worse. It really does get worse. So if this, again, if this is the life that you want to live, this is it, y'all. This is your narcissist in a nutshell. They have, like, is there no hope? Is there no hope for this person? Y'all, they have to be willing to go sit in therapy and deal with the shame in front of somebody else. Dealing with the shame in therapy, you know, it's tough if they can't deal with the shame by themselves. You know what I mean? It really, really is. So, again, this might be your life right here. If you want to stay in this relationship, this might absolutely be your life right here, y'all. But, y'all, it's 11:59 a.m. I have a 101 right now. I have off here. At noon. So thank you all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.